614 1320 WILS. So we're hearing today that the Michigan State Officers Compensation Commission wants to give raises to the governor, lieutenant governor, Supreme Court justices. Meanwhile, there's an effort in the legislature to potentially bring us into a part-time legislature, something that the House Speaker, Tom Leonard, supports. He actually supports the idea of a part-time legislature. Let's talk to a man that's been fighting for this for a long time now, Norm Kamerad, chairman of the Committee to Restore Michigan's Part-Time Legislature. And I want to actually get to this part-time issue. What do you make of the effort in the House to maybe move this forward?
Well, it's a pleasure being with you and your listeners today. I honestly believe that it's basically more so a pacification of a lot of the wishes of the Michigan public. It's part-time light, in my book, because it really, the legislature is typically supposed to be there for 120 days.
Okay.
And
they want to make it a 90-day a year, right?
Yeah, they want to make it 90-day. Now, just bear in mind, in 2016, there was a publication out by the Grand Rapids Press, which showed them only being there for 80 days.
Okay.
I mean, what we're looking at here is an effort by a couple of representatives and senators trying to appease the public that are absolutely demanding to turn this legislature back into a township board like it should have been when it was created under the Constitution that existed prior to the present one now.
What's your issue, though, with the legislature? Is it that they're overpaid for all these days? I mean, 80 days, I guess, not a long time. But why is it we need a part-time legislature?
Really, because the legislature that we have there now is in my version, is bought up by some of the largely held billionaires in the state. I mean, let's just look at this thing from straight fact. We're no longer represented by those who would be from our own districts or populace. Mm-hmm. They go into Lansing and they're affected by various small interests.
Yeah, but Norm, if they're there 80 days a year, it sounds like they're already a part-time legislature.
They are, but they're getting paid full-time salary. This legislature has a tendency to blanket itself away from the problems that affect the public in general. I mean, in my county, Allendale Township, I mean, this is a prime example. I mean, I was looking at some of the stats that was done by Julie Mack on M-Time Live or M-Live, and I'm noticing that in 2011 to 2015, there's been a median income drop of $10,000. Mm-hmm. And we're sitting here listening to a legislature that's having a state officer's compensation commission say, why don't you take another raise?
Yeah, well, they want to give the governor a raise, bump them up to $177,000. Although they're not getting raises, right? The legislature, they're getting something like $71,000 a year. That's what they make.
$71,000 a year for really, in essence, a part-time job.
How much do you think they should be paid?
$30,000 a year, between $30,000 and $36,000 a year, and then they should go back home to jobs in their own district, mm-hmm, and suffer the same ill wills that we suffer as the populace. And that way, they've got their own skin in the game like we have.
That makes sense. 80 days, is that enough, or should they be there even in less, you think? What is it?
Well, they've been there full-time since George Romney, and believe it or not, we've yet to pay off the Mackinac Bridge. Mm. So the less time they spend in Lansing, the more things we might get done.
Mm. Now, Norm, you tried to get, did you try to get on the ballot? Was that what you tried to do in 2016?
Yeah, we attempted a public ballot drive during that time, and what we wanted to do was try to ascertain various resources, and this is private resources, people within the districts that were just common citizenry to come out and help support and get signatures completed.
Okay.
We had it in our case, believe it or not, but we had actual people within the legislature and either paying off or encouraging people not to participate in the signature drive.
Okay, but you're going to try this again next year, right?
We're going to attempt another time here in 2018. We're right now taking donations for a paid signature drive.
Okay, and this would put a proposal on the ballot? Is that what you're doing for a part-time legislature? Okay.
Yeah, what we're going to do is put a similar proposal on the ballot to the one that we had before in an attempt to try to convey out their time there for only 60 days. Well, they're there for 60 days, passing the budget, getting the necessary things done, and then getting out and going back into their districts and living with the populace under the same income and benefits that we have instead of promoting themselves salaries like we're seeing now.
$30,000 instead of what they currently make, $71,000 is what lawmakers are raking in now here in Lansing. Norm Kamerad, chairman of the Committee to Restore Michigan's Part-Time Legislature, right here on WILS. Thank you, Norm.
Hey, it was a pleasure being with you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.